Pizza Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beitza Bavli Daf Yud Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Aleph on the 17th line. Loi Iruv V'Loi Iruvu Loi Achirim. Loi Iruv V'Loi Iruvu Loi Achirim, Rabbi Yitzchak Oimer, Tzoyle Loi Daga. If neither he nor anyone else made an Iruv for him, Rabbi Yitzchak says they should roast for him a small fish. Rav Chuna Amar Mcharim Loi Chamin. Rav Chuna says they may even heat up water for him for Shabbos that follows Yom Tov. Shmuel Amar Madlik Loi Saner, Shmuel says they may light for him a candle. Tani Rabchia Ramala Loi Chavis Shamayim, or Madlik Loi Saner. Rabchia said in Abaisa that they may fill for him a barrel of water and light for him a candle. Masa Be'echa Jehedith Benoi Latamu Torah, Uba Masa Lefnei Rabbi Yossi Ben Chalafta, Behitu Loi Lemalos Loi Chavis Shamayim, or Lahadlik Loi Saner. There was once a man who vowed against accepting any type of labor from his son. He did this in order to provide his son with more time to learn Torah. The case was presented to Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, and he ruled that it is permitted for the son to fill a barrel of water and light a candle for his father because they're not considered labor. Rabbi Chiya Rabba Ala Leveisoi Amrin Lei and Shinan Ma'arova. Rabbi Chiya Rabba went to his house. The people of his household told him that they had forgotten to make an Eruv. Amaloin Ishacha Tulufchin Min Esmon. He asked them, are there perhaps some lentils still remaining from before Yom Tov that we can rely on as the Eruv? Amilei, in, they replied that they did have such a dish. Hada amra afilu min echad. The Gemara asked, surely this shows that even one type of food suffices for an Eruv, unlike Rav Shimon ben Elazar's ruling. Is have behind taradin, taradin, the Gemara answers, no, there were beets in the lentils, so they were actually considered two dishes. Hada amra afapisha ein bahim kazayis. The Gemara asked, well, surely this shows that there need not be a kazayis of food in an Eruv, as he asked if there are some lentils still remaining, implying even less than a kazayis. Ishava behind Shi'ura, the answer is no, there was a kazayis of lentils, and when he said some, he was asking if a kazayis of lentils remained. Hada amma in a sech last nois. The Gemara asked that surely this shows that before Yom Tov one need not designate which food will be used. Amma Rav Chista, Tanai hayalai Rav Chiya Hagodol. The answer is that Rav Chista gives it that before Yom Tov Rav Chiya had the intention to use any cooked food that was in his home. Tani Am Rav Shimon Elazar, Moedin Beis Shammai LeBeis Hillel, Shein Shnei Tavshilin. The Gemara brings from Abaisa, Rav Shimon Elazar says that Beis Shammai agrees with Beis Hillel that two dishes are needed. Amar Nechlaku, Ala Daga, Vala Beitza, Sheish Alea, She Beis Shammai Imim Tavshilecha LeBeis Hillel Imim Shnei Tavshilin. They disagree over whether an egg spread on fish is considered to be two dishes. Beis Shammai say that it's only considered to be one dish as the egg is attached to the fish. Beis Hillel say that it's considered two dishes. Hakomoidim shimpir pavitza al be amaliach or shechitich kaflot tachas adag or shebishol shnei minim kadeira shein shnei tavshilin. All agree that if he crumbled a boiled egg into salted fish, he cut a leek into a fish, or he cooked two foods in the same pot, that they are all considered to be two dishes. V'alocha k'tivri ha-talmid, alocha falafi b'shimin al-lazer, who was a student of the Tanakama. Rav Amar, oime ani ein pachos mekazayis, Rav says one cannot make an eruv with less than a kazayis of food. Leith hador pliga al Yochanan, Rav Yochanan omar, olai val mi shalei eruv. The Gemara says, surely this disagrees with Rav Yochanan, who said that one may make an eruv that includes others who didn't make an eruv, even though there's not enough for kazayis for each of the many people who might be included. And we can therefore conclude that Rav Yochanan does not require a kazayis. Masniv Messiah Rav Yochanan, eruv tchilasai v'soifer ein lashir. A proof of Yochanan is a baisa. Rav Meir says that an eruv does not have a minimum quantity, neither when making it, nor in a situation where some of it was lost. Yom Tov shechaliyef be'er Shabbos, ein ma'avrin loy b'chatzeiroth v'lo b'tchumim, divrei Rav Meir. On Yom Tov that occurs on a Friday, one may not make an eruv chatzeiroth to be able to carry down Shabbos, nor an eruv tchumim to extend the distance outside of the city that he may walk, as both of these look as if he's fixing on Yom Tov. V'chachamim oimim ma'av b'machatzeiros v'ein ma'av b'tchumim ma'av b'machatzeiros shekein at mataloi dvar shu mutaloi v'ein ma'av b'tchumim shekein at mataloi dvar shu asaloi. V'chachamim say that one may make an eruv chatzeiros but not an eruv tchumim. He may make an eruv chatzeiros because you are permitting to him something that is permitted for him today on Yom Tov. He may not make an eruv tchumim because you are permitting to him something that is prohibited for him today, as is also prohibition of tchum on Yom Tov. If tonightani u'machlef, there's a bais that reverses the opinions of the Chachamim and with Rabbi Meir. Amr Blaza Hayol Behem Tanaya Umachlef Tzvichim Anu Mechush. Rabbi Blaza says, since the bais reverses the opinions, we must be concerned and even prohibit Eruv Chatzeiros. Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Manda Avad Tavoth Ma'arev Min Ethmal. Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Rav Zeira, says that one who wishes to behave correctly will also make his Erech Hatzeiros before Yom Tov. Amrav Yudun Hadad At Amar Bashulei Asalei Eruvei Tavshilin Avelim Asalei Eruvei Tavshilin Mutter. Rav Yudun says that this applies only when he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, but if he did, then it's permitted. Rav Yosei Berbun Boy Eruvei Tavshilin Maturin Ez Amachitzus. Rav Yosei Berbun questioned Rav Yudun, can an Erev Tavshilin be considered to be walls to permit carrying on Yom Tov?